Mayor Vi Lyles says keeping the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte is the biggest business retention challenge the city faces right now. That comment came as she spoke to reporters this afternoon to mark 3 months in office. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Lyles says she'll start offering quarterly progress reports like this one in the same way that businesses report about their plans and accomplishments. The Panthers were one of the first topics on her mind. Owner Jerry Richardson is selling the team, and there are concerns a new owner might threaten to move the franchise if the city doesn't subsidize a new stadium or help renovate Bank of America Stadium, where the Panthers have played since their start in 1996. So far, Lyles says the city hasn't approached any potential buyers.
I think once the owner's in place, that will be the time that we'll take that first outreach effort. That's when we will do something. Of course, we know the value of the Panthers, both economically as well as their value to this community.
Lyles also says the city wants to hold on to the CIAA basketball tournament, which was in Charlotte last week for the 13th straight year. The mayor also talked about other priorities: Charlotte's shortage of affordable housing, efforts to lure the 2020 Republican National Convention, and initiatives to reduce domestic violence. She also was asked about a push to raise police officers' pay. Her answer: the city needs to study compensation at other departments as it decides how to respond. Lyles also announced a new program that lets citizens make an appointment to meet with her through an online form.
We continue to try to focus on having people have access to us. If you want to meet with the mayor, you can just fill it out online and send it in, and we're going to try to make that happen.
The mayor's next quarterly update is scheduled June 4th. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.